This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Which fan base deserves to feel the worst this week of the teams that lost? I did the Bills, Bucks, Panthers, and Titans. And honestly, I thought I would get more votes for Packers fans because they were the number one seed in the NFC, Super Bowl favorites at home, with an MVP quarterback that might be gone after next season. But guess what? 69% of people said that Bills fans should be feeling the worst this week.
Easily. Because the Packers, because the Packers didn't play well enough to win. The Bills did. And that's where the whole overtime debate comes from, which is the Bills played as well as you can play. The only reason they lost, and they might still have lost, but they didn't get a chance. Whereas if you look at the Packers-Niners game, they had home field advantage. It was snowy Lambeau Field, and they weren't sharp. They made special teams mistakes. Aaron Rodgers was okay. And so if you deserve to lose, you deserve to lose. You're disappointed, but you didn't play a good football game. The Bills played exquisite football. When you hear the phrase, neither team deserved to lose, that's exactly the sort of game that people are talking about. So I understand why it's the Bills. They did everything in their power to win that game. It's like everybody keeps saying, the only mistake Josh Allen made was calling tails on the coin toss. The only mistake he made all game. So I sort of understand that.
But the question wasn't which team deserved to lose. It was which fan base is feeling the worst now.
Yeah.
How can you have any sense of optimism for the Packers when you don't even know if you're going to have Aaron Rodgers back for next season? Like, this was it. Josh Allen's going to be in Buffalo for a long time. You are probably going to be running the AFC East for years to come. At least there's a glimmer of hope.
Think about it this way, Chelsea. When you play your favorite team, you play a great game and you're so close, and a play or two makes the difference, and you're this close, and you were this close last year too, because they were in the AFC Championship game last year. And this time around, they were even closer, and a play or two made the difference. I'd rather get blown out and say, you know what? We got beat. We weren't good enough. I'd rather have that happen to me than be so close and feel like if we just had a chance to get the ball back, we could have tied this game, maybe had it continue, win, if the overtime rules were different, whatever. But I'd rather get destroyed and say, well, we blew it, than to be that close.
I wouldn't, because the expectations were way different for the Packers. Like, when you have that high of expectations for your team and you lose in the first round, that's got to be gut-wrenching. And some of those Packers fans went to Lambeau and had to witness that terrible game in person.
But were the expectations that different? I mean, really? I understand the Packers were the number one seed, but the Bills eviscerated the Patriots. They made it to the AFC Championship game last year. We were both on the Bills' money line. It wouldn't shock me at all if the Bills won that game. In fact, we were saying right after the game, we may have just watched the Super Bowl. We may have just watched the two best teams in the NFL go at it. So when you see a game like that, I totally get why Buffalo fans would be like, you've got to be kidding. And also, at least Packers fans have championships. The Bills don't have any. They had four straight trips to the Super Bowl in the 90s, never won, went to the AFC Championship game last year. They are dying for a championship. They don't have that rich history that the Packers have. So at least the Packers can say, well, look at all these world championships. The Bills can't say that.
I think the Bills are probably going to be pretty high up the leaderboard when it comes to futures for next year's Super Bowl. Because that's the thing. Like, I think they should have a good shot again next year if they lost in a coin flip game to the Chiefs. Like, I like their chances coming up next year. Well, let's welcome in producer Shay now to maybe break the tie. We'll get his take on this. And also to make sense of today's NFL headlines.
Fact or fiction?
Yeah, Bills fans definitely should be in the most pain of anybody. Like, you had the win. It was 13 seconds from heaven, and you had it ripped from you. That's horrid. Like, that's a horrible experience. I'm not even a fan of the team. I'm only a fan of the quarterback, and I've been sad for 2 days. So I can't imagine how fans of the team are feeling. Like, that's a brutal way to lose. Well, Patrick Mahomes has been in the league for 5 seasons. He's been to 4 conference championship games and is a win away from making his 3rd Super Bowl in a row, by the way. He's 26 years old, same age as when Tom Brady won his 2nd Super Bowl. And Mahomes has 25 passing touchdowns through 10 career playoff starts, the most of all time. Fact or fiction, Jenks, Mahomes will become the playoff GOAT.
No. Fiction. The biggest fiction. This is the most emphatic fiction I could ever give, because when you're saying playoff GOAT, you're saying GOAT. Nobody says you're the greatest of all time, but you know who the playoff GOAT is? So what we're really talking about here is who is the greatest of all time. So you're telling me Patrick Mahomes will become the greatest of all time just because what, he's on a similar trajectory as Tom Brady? Absolutely not. It's like when every young basketball player comes out now, has a little success in college or a couple of early successful years in the NBA. Oh, he's the next Jordan. He's the next LeBron. No, he's not. Patrick Mahomes is a hell of a quarterback. He'll probably win multiple Super Bowls. He is not going to become the GOAT. There is never going to be another Tom Brady. And do you know how many things have to go right to become the GOAT? Tom Brady has won Super Bowls with a cast of characters. So, let's not act like this Chiefs team is going to be the same team and it's going to be intact for the next 10, 15 years. Tom Brady won a Super Bowl at 43 with a different team and a different conference. He has 7 rings, more than any franchise in the NFL. But because Patrick Mahomes might win another Super Bowl, he lost to the GOAT last year. He might win another Super Bowl. He's 26 and they barely beat the Bills in overtime, and he's on track to become the playoff GOAT. Get out of here.
Yeah, what are we talking about here? Tom Brady, 7 rings, 5-time Super Bowl MVP. Are you kidding me? Patrick Mahomes has 1 ring. And like Jinx said, it's a team sport as well. It's not just on the quarterback. So many things have to go right for you to win that many Super Bowls and string together that good of a career for so long. For all we know, Patrick Mahomes could be, you know, injured in some of these years, and just the longevity that we have seen from Tom Brady. Like, we haven't seen that ever, and that's the reason he's the GOAT. I just don't think that all of the stars can line up for Patrick Mahomes to have this kind of success. And to say that he's even close, like, he has 1 Super Bowl. He only needs, what, 6 more? That's kind of a big reach.
I mean,
this episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit 1 million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The reality is, like, nobody is ever going to repeat what Tom Brady has done in his career. Like, we just kind of have to accept that what Tom Brady has done, nobody is ever going to touch. So this is definitely fiction. Like, the Chiefs, this run is insane. Andy Reid is 63 years old. They're coming up against some pretty serious salary cap issues. Patrick Mahomes' cap hit next year, $36 million. Tom Brady was never in that territory. Like, the Chiefs are going to have some very difficult roster building decisions to make going forward that's going to make continuing this level of reaching the playoffs, reaching this deep in the playoffs, very difficult. The schedule is going to remain tough because they keep winning their division. Like, I think it's just tough to say he's all going to become the playoff GOAT because of what Tom Brady has accomplished and the unprecedented level of that. If I threw out, though, like, is he already ahead of, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers? He might be. Like, he really might be. Especially,
he might be. I would buy that.
Especially if he goes to a third Super Bowl. I think he's ahead of Aaron Rodgers on the list. Like, you don't really approach Tom Brady, but I think he's going to surpass Aaron Rodgers if he makes another Super Bowl.
Tom Brady has made winning the Super Bowl so easy. We forget he's lost Super Bowls. Patrick Mahomes has already lost. Yeah, he's lost three of them, which is an even more insane. It is so difficult to win. Think about Joe Montana won four. Terry Bradshaw won four. The greatest of all time. Some of the greatest of all time have only won four. It is incredibly difficult to win it all, but Tom has spoiled us. So whenever we see someone maybe on a similar track, we think, oh, what about this guy? We'll never see it again.
Well, the 49ers traded up to draft Trey Lance, third overall last April. But fact or fiction, Chelsea, if Jimmy Garoppolo wins on Sunday and makes the Super Bowl, he will have saved his job in San Francisco.
Fact, and this is an insane sentence, that a quarterback has to lead his team to the Super Bowl to save his job. Listen, it's not all about the Patrick Mahomes and the Josh Allens. And I know that's kind of the league that the NFL has been over the past couple of seasons. It's a quarterback league. I get it. But we have seen this recipe succeed before. We've seen it with the Broncos a couple years back, more than a couple years back, the year that Peyton Manning led the Broncos to a Super Bowl win over the Panthers and Cam Newton. It wasn't Peyton Manning. He was throwing ducks. It was the defense, Von Miller, that was leading that team to their success. And even Ben Roethlisberger's first season with the Steelers, or first Super Bowl, I should say, with the Steelers, I think he threw for under 200 yards passing. So you don't necessarily need a dynamic quarterback. And at some point, a game manager is still a good thing. Like, we say it condescendingly, but look at Jimmy Garoppolo's numbers. 9-2 in his career in games where he has zero touchdowns. 3-0 in the playoffs in the games where he has zero touchdowns. So at some point, you've got to look at this guy and say, all right, well, he does just enough to keep his team in it. Like, maybe it's not the best way of looking at quarterbacks, but I think for now, over an unproven rookie who certainly can give it away, yeah, I think he does have this job on lock, even if they don't go to the Super Bowl.
He's already saved his job. Fact, they're in the NFC Championship game. They won 9 of 11. They've beaten the Rams twice this season. Trey Lance has started two games, lost to the Cards, beat the Texans. You're going to have this guy take over? Jimmy G's already been to a Super Bowl. And think about what this would do to the locker room. You make it all the way to the NFC Championship game. Jimmy G's playing hurt. He has a bum thumb right now. His shoulder's banged up. You'd lose the locker room if you make it this far, you get this close, Super Bowl or not. And then you say, hey, guys, I know Jimmy G has been to a Super Bowl. I know he led us to 9 of 11 wins at the end of last season. I know he beat the Packers at Green Bay. And he's banged up. We're going to start Trey Lance. Be a terrible idea.
Yeah, I think
he's already solidified this job.
The Jimmy G talk in San Francisco is just at this point now ridiculous to me. Like, Trey Lance, I think, has a chance to be extremely good. And maybe the 49ers should look into seeing what they could get back for him in a trade this offseason and really try to put, like, a juggernaut level team around Jimmy G. Because at the end of the day, you're the quarterback. You touch the ball every single play. I know that you're not, like, elite necessarily, but two NFC championship game trips in 3 years kind of speaks for itself. Like, you've been able to do it with this guy. Kind of just speaks for itself to me. That's the guy. Bruce Arians says the Bucs will be reloading, not rebuilding, this offseason. So, fact or fiction, Jenks, if Brady retires, the Bucs should, in fact, rebuild.
Fiction. You got Blaine Gabbert. Just kidding. You have plenty of talent on that team. You still have Chris Godwin. You still have Mike Evans. You still have Leonard Fournette. You still have Antoine Winfield. You still have Devin White. You still have Vita Vea. There is a ton of talent on this roster. No one is going to replace Tom Brady. But this is a team that still went 13-4 during the regular season, lost to a very good Rams team. just because you lose the greatest of all time doesn't mean you can't put someone else in at quarterback and still be very successful. I think that will be a massive overreaction for a Tampa team that got all 22 starters back from their Super Bowl win. Yes, Tom is a huge part of that, but I think if you decide, oh, we're going to build from the ground up, you're ruining a still very strong base. So I think that would be a terrible idea.
I think there's definitely some nuance to it because we kind of saw this with the Seahawks. I felt like they held on for too long after they were one of these great teams and they didn't rebuild soon enough, and now they're terrible. But that being said, like, they're just 1 year removed from winning the Super Bowl, and they also have a great offensive line, which will make any quarterback better. I'm not saying they're going to be on Tom Brady's level. They certainly won't. But they still have some of the best depth at receiver of any team in the league. I am just blown away by, you know, the fact that O.J. Howard's like, what, a third-string tight end? They have so much talent in this receiving core that, no, I don't think it's quite time for them to rebuild.
Yeah, it kind of feels like the answer should be pretty easy, and you just say yes, rebuild if Tom Brady retires and start this thing over. But you're in, like, entering one of the more unique off seasons we've ever seen, in which two of the great quarterbacks in this league, and Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, there's a good to great chance that both of them are disgruntled enough in their current locations that they demand out. And you own all of your draft picks in the first five rounds. So, like, it's not easy to pull off, but there's no way that you don't try to make a trade for one of them. You have the best geographic advantage maybe in football in that you can provide them with a warm weather environment. Go for it.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.